Hi everyone. So Alyssa shared a beautiful Dvar Torah this morning. I think she shared it yesterday and I put it on the group today. But I want to share one other Dvar Torah because we really have not gone into the actual brachot, the actual blessings that Bilam gave to the Jewish people. Again, we had said that he did curses that turned into blessings. We also said how interesting it is that this week's parsha tells the parsha from the perspective of someone who's not part of our nation, somebody who's not Jewish, somebody who, according to Rashi, hated the Jewish people even more than the person who hired him to curse the Jewish people. But it is so interesting to see somebody's outlook on the Jewish people who are not within us. Sometimes it are as our enemies who can see something about us and see the good about us even more than we see it in ourselves, whether it's begrudgingly that they're seeing it or not. And there are two of the pieces of the blessings that I want to go into. One of them we've discussed a little bit. We've discussed the idea of Am Levadad Yishkon V'Goyim Lo Yitzchashev. We a little bit broached the surface, but we really didn't go into it, which I hope to do a little bit right now. But even more famously, there's the idea of Ma Tovu Ohalecha Yaakov Mishkeno Tacha Yisrael. It's the second thing that we say in davening every day. We start off by saying Mudah Ani, thanking Hashem. And then we say Ma Tovu Ohalecha Yaakov. How lucky we are to be a Jew. How wonderful it is to be in the tent of Yaakov. And amazingly, these words Ma Tovu Ohalecha Yaakov, which Jewish people say every day in davening, comes from the words of Bilam, come from the blessings that really God put into his mouth to say about the Jewish people. And what does this mean, Ma Tovu Ohalecha Yaakov? How lucky are the tents of Yaakov? So something I think often, because we live in downtown Charleston, I don't remember if I've mentioned this before, but we're surrounded by a lot of kids who live in college. And at 3 a.m, sometimes we hear their drunken parties and them cursing. And one time I even heard at 3 a.m, don't pee on that lawn, that's the rabbi's lawn. And if you walk up and down King Street, which is a very busy street near us, there's a lot of bars. So sometimes you'll see people, not just in their who are 18 or 21, but really like young professionals who after a long day of work, they're hanging out at the bars and that's really where they find their enjoyment. And I often say to myself, Ma Tovu Ohalecha Yaakov, but even more so, a different thing that we say, and this is really what I often say, is at the end of Uval Tzion, and this is not said as commonly as Ma Tovu Ohalecha Yaakov, but we say, Baruch Hu Elokeinu Shebaranu L'Chvodo. Thank you, Hashem, for creating us to honor you. V'hivdilanu Min HaTohim, who have separated us out of the nothingness, of the stupidities. V'natan Lanu Torah Emet V'chayei Olam Natab Tocheinu, who gave us a true Torah, and who gave us life planted within us, so really gave us something meaningful to live by, that we don't just live for getting drunk, and we don't just live for the joy of hanging out in bars and chasing women, but really we have such a meaningful life that we're chasing, and that's not something that's only unique to the Jewish people, right? Anybody who is devout, anybody who lives by ethics and morals, is living the same thing. But really, that we have something every day to wake up and to say that I'm living for meaning today. And that is the idea that Bilam was able to look at the Jewish people and to say they live with a life of Torah, they live with a life of meaning, they live with a life of morals, and how lucky they are. And that's something that a non-Jew is looking at us, and it's something that we should be looking at ourselves. And on that line, I want to go into the whole idea of Am Levadad Yishkon Uvogayim Lo Yitzchashev. We had spoken a little bit this week about the idea about being buried amongst Jewish people, about the zchut, the merit of Klura Yisrael, of being buried amongst Jewish people. But I also want to also talk about the zchut, the tremendous merit of being part of the Jewish nation. How so often we're looked upon as different. And again, as much as we try to separate ourselves out and want to be like everybody else, the non-Jews see us as Jewish. And it's a good thing. And it's something that we should be proud of. And it's something that we should try to be distinctive. Dress-wise, right? Jewish people dress differently. Jewish people have different names. We're told that because of three different zchuyot, three different merits, the Jewish people were taken out of Egypt. And what are those three different merits? That they didn't change their Jewish names. They had proud Jewish names that were different from the Egyptians. And they spoke a different language. They spoke Hebrew. Throughout the time, it's always been Yiddish. That whatever nation the Jewish people lived in, whether it was in Poland or in Germany or whatever country, Czechoslovakia, the Jewish people had their own language of Yiddish. And in the Spanish countries, that was Latin. And today we have Hebrew. All Jewish people had a distinctive language. And the third thing is that they're dressed, that they dressed differently, that it was clear when you saw somebody that they were Jewish. And sometimes people take off their kippah when they're walking in public because they don't want to be identified as a Jew, whether it's because they're afraid of anti-Semitism, they're afraid that business-wise they won't be successful, or they want to just hide their Jewish identity. And what we're told is, no, be proud of being Jewish. And I often think this to myself, and I want to end off by this, by saying that I'm one of those people who never wins anything. If there's like a lottery, I don't don't even play because I know I'm not going to win. I never, ever, ever, ever win anything. But I did win. That when God created me, he created me as a Jew. And there are so few Jewish people in this world. And instead of being embarrassed, oh, I'm one of those people who are Jewish, instead we should see it as there are only a few lottery winners that Hashem chose. Wow, you're going to be part of this special nation who will do anything for each other, who will die for each other, who really are part of this special club. And I was chosen as one of those people. I won the greatest lottery. To be a Jew is such a lottery. And instead of looking at ourselves as a quote-unquote curse that we're a separate nation, in fact, what Bilam is telling us, Am levadad yishkon v'goyim lo yitzchashev, that it's a lucky thing. It's a blessing. Keep in mind, this is not a curse. It's a blessing that we're separate, that we're distinct, that we're different. And we should see it as such and wear our Jewish identity with pride and remember that because we used our Jewish distinctiveness with pride in Egypt, despite being treated as a lowly slave, that's why we merited leaving Egypt. And hopefully, if we can look at our Jewish identity with the pride that it really should be, then hopefully we will also merit to having blessings. Wishing everyone a beautiful Shabbos.